Wow. It's been such a blessing, really, hearing all these testimonies and seeing the Lord's work. I guess I get a moment now to share a little bit about what the Lord was showing me, except I get a little bit more than 90 seconds. And I really hope that if I go a little bit over time, I don't start seeing Sam slowly walk down the aisle. Yeah. Father, oh, your mysteries, they're so marvelous. And we thank you, God, that you've given us the blessing and the privilege that we would be able to take part in your mysteries. Oh, Lord, I'm not worthy to speak of your words. Oh, Lord, I am a broken vessel. Oh, but God, you are so good. You're so good, God. You are greater. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Brothers and sisters, we've looked at the lives of Joseph, Daniel, and Paul this week as our brothers have been sharing, and we've been learning about what it means to be stewards of the mystery of God. And we thank God indeed for the marvelous things that he has been doing this week. And even just now, with the testimonies, it was just so amazing to see it. And I know that in many of you, he's ignited that fire that makes you yearn for him and for you to be a faithful steward. And many of you, you may be familiar with this feeling, or maybe it might be the first time you're feeling this. But for us who are familiar with it, we call that a spiritual high. And many of you may be thinking, oh, once I get home, I'm finally going to start reading the Bible every day. In fact, that Bible reading plan that I didn't really do last year, I'm actually going to do it this year. I'm finally going to read the Bible in a full year. And I'm finally going to stop sinning, and I'm finally going to share the gospel with my friend. Good. If that's you, good. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord that he's been putting those things on your heart. But after this week, we're going to go back to our daily lives. The busyness and distractions of life will return. You'll be back in school or in work, and you'll have your phones back in your hands. And one thing I know for certain, and you probably also know, is that spiritual highs do not last forever. So, before we go on our ways back into the world, back into Babylon, I want to summarize our time together and give it to you in a nice, tidy, neat package. So please turn with me to 1 Corinthians 15, verse 1. Now, I would remind you, brothers, of the gospel I preached to you, which you received, in which you stand, and by which you are being saved, if you hold fast to the word I preached to you, unless you believed in vain. As I was praying and coming to the Lord about how to best conclude this conference, I saw that what our brothers were sharing with us this week is summed up as the mysteries of the gospel. So what I bring to you is nothing new. It's a reminder. But it's not just a simple reminder. It's a reminder we must be reminded of over and over again. For it is the mystery that God uses to enable us to be stewards in this evil age. We must hold fast to the gospel, our foundation. I did not say it's nice to hold fast. I said, we must hold fast. We must endure. We must not give up. We must persevere. To hold fast, as I like to put it, is to persevere. And I'll put it very plainly. Perseverance is not optional. Just as we see Paul, still wrestling with the old man in Romans 7, we also come to see that what perseverance is, isn't perfection. Perseverance is persistence. Perseverance is not perfection, it's persistence. Our brothers have shared over and over this week that suffering will come. We will go through the valley of the shadow of death. But will you persevere and say, God, I trust you? Our brothers have also shared that you will be tempted. After a month of your Bible reading plan, when things get busy, when your enthusiasm wanes, will you say, Lord, I don't feel like reading, but I will still do it because I love you. And to the one who is struggling or backsliding or fears that they will backslide, I know I am such a one. Perseverance means that if you are stuck in addiction or repetitive sin or pornography or laziness, and you've confessed your sin over and over and over again, and you just fell right back into your sin, it means that you cry out to God and you say, have mercy on me. You repent of your sin and you thank Jesus for his forgiveness, and you get right back up and you pursue Christ again. And if you get into the cycle of sinning and confessing and repenting over and over again, and you get to the point when you cry out, is my faith even real? You must go back to the gospel. Do you know the gospel? Let me ask you, and a brother asked this earlier, if you died right now and you stood before God and he asked you, why should I let you into heaven? What would you say? Think about it. If we say anything except for Jesus and his blood on the cross, we have missed the gospel. Our profession of faith is not what saves us. Our baptism is not what saves us. Our love of God is not what saves us. Our perseverance doesn't save us. Our faith doesn't save us. Neither does our fervent prayer or lifted hands or tearful song or the recitation of the truth. None of those things save us. It's our only hope of righteousness. It's not in us. It's only him. Very simply put, this is the gospel. Oh, the gospel is so much greater than anything I could say. It's so much grander, but I just want to highlight this one thing. We get into heaven not by anything we do, nor anything we think, nor anything we feel. But we get in because Jesus paid for our sins, and God is faithful. Our perseverance must be founded in the gospel, so that our perseverance isn't our own doing. It's by God's grace. I tell you this, we cannot persevere. We're too weak to persevere. If salvation were up to you and me, we would have lost it long ago. The call to persevere is impossible for the natural person, but it's only possible with God. So then we draw near with confidence to the throne because of what Jesus did. We can persevere because God is faithful. It's not about how tightly we can cling on to God. It's about how tightly God clings on to us. Our feelings will change. We will go through seasons where we rejoice and seasons where we despair. But if our foundation is in the gospel, the fact that we are saved by Jesus alone and not our feelings, we can persevere. So to sum it up, we must persevere by God's strength through the gospel. Now, what if after everything this week, and just now, hearing these things, you feel that you are not trusting in Christ alone? Or maybe you feel you're so unsure of where you stand. Now is your chance to put your hope in Jesus. To trust that Jesus' sacrifice covers all of your sins, and that you are forgiven not by doing good things, but by what Jesus has already done. And now with this newfound faith, God gives you his Holy Spirit, that you may persevere and endure in faith wherever he leads you. Oh God, Oh, it's by the finished work of the cross alone. It's by you alone that we can hold fast. So we pray, God, remind us every day of this gospel. Remind us. We need this gospel. Pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Can we sing Blessed Assurance?
Blessed Assurance, Jesus is mine.